Welcome back to IT Depends, the podcast where we break down technology in a way that actually makes sense of real business. I'm glad you're here because today we are diving into something that's reshaping how small and medium-sized companies work every single day. Microsoft Copilot. You've probably heard the buzz, but what matters is what it really means for your business, your team, and your productivity. And right now, with a special promotion running until the 31st of March 2026, this is a perfect moment to understand what Copilot can unlock for you. So grab a coffee, sit back, and let's explore how AI is no longer some distant future, it's the assistant you wish you heard years ago. Every once in a while, a new technology comes along that doesn't just change how we work, but forces us to rethink what work actually is. And right now, for small and medium-sized businesses, that technology is Microsoft Copilot. People have been talking about AI for years, dreaming about the moment when it will finally become practical, affordable, and genuinely useful in every business life. And for a long time, it felt distant. Something big corporations experimented with, while smaller businesses watched from the sidelines. But that moment of distance is over. Copilot has landed right in the middle of the SME world, and it's changing workflows in ways we didn't fully grasp until we started seeing it in action. I want to take you on a journey today, not into the technology of Copilot, but into what it feels like to run a business with Copilot at your side. Because the big shift is not that AI exists, the real shift is that AI has finally become accessible, manageable, and meaningful for businesses that don't have an IT team of 20 people. SMEs now have access to the same level of digital intelligence that used to be reserved for the giants. And the timing could not be better, especially with the current Microsoft promotion running from today until 31 March of 2026. And that window gives SMEs an incredibly low-risk way to experiment, implement, and transform. I talk more about that later, but remember the date. It's important if you want to take advantage of the pricing model that makes Copilot much easier to deploy in smaller companies. Before we dive deeper, let me set a sense. Picture your typical Monday morning. You walk in to the office, coffee in the hand, and you already feel a little behind. There's a full inbox waiting. There are tasks you postponed on Friday. There are decisions you know you need to make but don't have all the information for. There are messages you haven't replied to yet because you're not entirely sure how to phrase them. Most SME owners know this feeling well, that sense of always being one step behind your own business. And that's where Copilot quietly steps in. Not with drama, not with grand gestures, but by simple reducing the weight on your shoulders. It takes the chaos of modern businesses, communication, and it turns it into something manageable. Something that doesn't drain your energy before the day even begins. Think about email, which still dominates how companies communicate. For many business owners, emails take up far more time than they want to admit. Some messages deserve long, careful replies. Others just need a quick confirmation. And sometimes you're starting at the screen trying to write something that sounds both professional and human, while your mind is already in five different places. Copilot jumps into this mess with surprising calmness. It drafts replies, suggests tone, organizes follow-ups, and makes sure nothing slips through the cracks. It doesn't replace your judgment. That's the beauty of it. It simply enhances your ability to express it quickly and clearly. Then there's Teams. It's amazing how much of the workday is spent in meetings. Before Copilot, meetings often became black holes of time. You have a great conversation, make decisions, promises follow-ups, and then move on to the next call without really having a moment to capture everything properly. Later, when you're back in your inbox or trying to prepare a proposal, you can't remember the exact details of what was agreed. Copilot fixes it. It records key points, summarizes discussions, identifies action items, and here is the part people underestimate, it brings consistency. Because every meeting gets the same level of clarity. Every decision gets captured. Every commitment is documented. This alone already changes how teams operate. Suddenly, no one spends their afternoon remembering what they just talked about. Instead, they can move straight into execution. And execution is what makes SMEs live on. Decisions mean nothing if they don't translate into actions. Copilot shortens that distance. And let's not forget the creative side of businesses. Whether you're preparing a slide deck for a presentation, drafting a proposal, organizing training material, or writing a customer update, creativity has its limits on a busy day. You don't always have the headspace. Inspiration doesn't always show up on schedule. Copilot helps you bridge that gap by generating content that you refine instead of creating from scratch. This isn't about replacing your ideas, it's about lifting the weight that came before the ideas. The blank page disappears and you start halfway instead of at zero. I've seen SMEs use Copilot in ways I never predicted. Some use it for HR to write job descriptions, onboarding materials, and internal policies. Others use it for marketing, creating first drafts of campaigns, newsletters, and social posts. Some use it to analyze Excel spreadsheets that used to take them hours to interpret. And some use it for customer support, improving the clarity of communication and reducing the misunderstandings. The point is, Copilot adapts to you. It grows into your workflow and it reveals value in places you never expected. But what's even more fascinating is how Copilot changes the mindset of a business once people experience what it's like to have AI support their daily work. They begin to see inefficiencies more clearly. They start asking new questions. Why are we doing this step manually? Why are we copying information between systems? Why are we writing the same message over and over again? Why are meetings so long? Why are reports so draining? It becomes obvious that the old way is holding them back more than they realized. And this is where the conversation becomes strategic. Copilot isn't just a productivity tool, it's a catalyst. It pushes businesses to rethink structure, communication, delegation, and planning. The companies that adopt it early suddenly feel lighter, more agile, more modern. They start moving at a pace they didn't know was possible. And the interesting part is that this pace isn't stressful, it's the opposite. Work becomes more calm, more organized, more predictable. I had business owners tell me that after a few weeks of using Copilot, they felt like their company had matured years ahead without hiring anyone extra. They weren't working longer hours, they were working smarter hours. And that's the ultimate promise of AI for SMEs. Not replacement, not automation for automation's sake, but better use of human talent. Now, Let's talk about the practical side. Copilot requires a Microsoft 365 license, a Business Basic, a Business Standard, or Business Premium. But here's the game changer. Right now, until 31 March 2026, Microsoft is offering a promotion that lowers the entry cost significantly. When you combine Copilot with Microsoft 365 with one of these subscriptions, that means you can equip your team with the boat of Productivity Suite and the AI layer without stressing your budget. For many SMEs, this is the first moment where the numbers make immediate sense. You're not paying extra for some experimental future. You're investing in a tool that saves time every single day. And because the promotion lasts a full year after activation, it gives teams a long runway to adapt. You don't need to be an AI expert. You don't need training boot camps. Most people learn Copilot the same way they learned smartphones, by using them. Little by little, one task at a time, until suddenly they can't imagine going back. But let me address a fear I hear often. What if we don't use it enough? This is a valid concern. Excuse me. No one wants to pay for something that gathers dust. But here's what I see over and over again. Once you onboard even 2 or 3 people, usage grows naturally. One colleague uses it for email. Another uses it for reports. Someone else uses it to summarize long documents. And then, without forcing anything, the team starts asking each other, "Hey, how did you do that?" Adoption spreads organically because the usefulness becomes obvious. Another fear is the idea that employees might rely too much on AI. But in practice, the opposite happens. The more a person uses Copilot, the more they free up their mind for strategic thinking, creativity, customer interaction, and problem solving. Copilot handles the mechanical side of work, the repetitive side, the part that drains energy rather than adds value. Employees don't become weaker, they become more capable. Let's also discuss leadership. As a business owner or manager, Copilot gives you something invaluable: oversight. You gain clarity on what's happening in your company through summaries, reports, and structured communications. You get a better feeling for priorities. You start catching small issues before they become problems. You delegate more effectively. And interestingly, you start trusting your team even more because you know Copilot helps them stay organized. And what about documentation? SMEs often struggle here. Process changes fast, and people rarely have the time to document everything. But Copilot makes documentation almost automatic. It turns conversations into summaries. It turns brainstorms into actionable steps. And it turns scattered information into structured knowledge. Imagine your company having proper documentation, not because someone had time, but because AI created it from your daily workflow. That's transformative. Now, let me share a thought that many SME owners don't notice until someone points it out. AI creates fairness inside a team. Not everyone writes equally well. Not everyone summarizes equally well. And not everyone communicates equally clearly. But Copilot levels the playing field. Suddenly, the junior employee writes the same clarity as a senior. The technical specialist who struggles with writing can generate perfect explanations. The manager who usually writes too long now writes more concise. Everyone improves, not artificially, but practically. This also impacts customer experience. When communication becomes more professional, more timely, and more consistent, customers feel it immediately. They don't know it's Copilot. They just sense that your company suddenly responds faster, clearer, and more thoughtfully. And that builds trust, which is priceless. As we move through 2026, SMEs who adopt AI early will start pulling ahead. Not because they work harder, but because they work smarter. Their teams become more aligned, their decisions become faster, their output becomes better, and their stress levels drop, because complexity becomes more manageable. And that brings me full circle to the promotion running now until 31 of March in 2026. This is not a marketing trick, it's a moment, a window where the cost barrier is lowered precisely at the same time the value becomes undeniable. SMEs rarely get opportunities like this. Big companies normally get all the perks first. But right now, small businesses have the chance to step forward without the usual financial hesitation. So if you're listening right now and thinking, maybe we should try it, let me tell you, yes, you should. Start with a small group, experiment. Let your teams play with it. Observe the changes. Don't overthink the technical side. Microsoft has already built the structure. You just need to use it. And if you want help choosing the right plan or combining it with a business basic or standard or premium under the promotion, reach out to me. I'll be happy to guide you. And as we close this episode, here's the message I want to leave you with. AI isn't here to replace anyone. It's here to reduce the parts of work that make people tired, slow, and overwhelmed. It's here to let humans be more human, more creative, and more strategic, more attentive. SMEs deserve that kind of work environment just as much as the big enterprises do, and Copilot is the bridge to get there. Thanks for listening. And if you want to discover how Copilot could fit into your business, feel free to connect. Until the next time, keep your mind open, keep your workflow smart, and keep building a company that grows through clarity rather than chaos. Thank you for tuning into this episode of IT Depends. I hope today's deep dive into Microsoft Copilot gave you a clearer picture of what's possible when AI starts working with you, not against you. And remember, the promotional pricing of Copilot combined with the Microsoft 365 business subscriptions runs until the 31st of March 2026. So if you're thinking about taking the leap, now is the smartest time to explore it. If you want help getting started, or you're just curious how Copilot could fit into your workflows, just reach out. Until the next time, stay curious, stay focused, and keep building the smartest versions of your business. Thank you.